Sawa caught Subradiel's arm. Apparently, she had become frightened by that intense outburst. But in reality, she squeezed, warning Subradiel not to say anything that Barundandi might remember if Chandragokale disappeared. "We might want to consider a change of plan. We did not want anyone to have any reason to connect anything outside with any of us." Subradiel's outburst faded. She became embarrassed and anxious to be elsewhere.
"Shiki, come on."
I was ready to kick Shikandini's bottom myself. She was being a positive slut. But she did respond to her mother's command. Sawa sort of settled down out of the way with the last of her dirty brass in hopes of being overlooked while the Privy Council convened. But Jarl Barundandi was alert.
"Min Subradiel, bring your sister-in-law."
He tried to flirt with Shikandini. He got a look of disgust for his trouble. "Min Subradiel got me going, then went after her daughter."
"What did you think you were doing in there?"
"I was just having fun. The man is a disgusting old pervert."
Softly, as though not meant for Barundandi's ears while the words really were, Subradiel said,
"Don't ever have fun like that again. Men like that will do whatever they like with you, and there isn't anything anybody can do about it."
That warning was not all acting. The last thing we needed was one of the mighty dragging Shikandini into a dark corner to do a little groping. That was not supposed to happen. It was unthinkable, supposedly. And for ordinary people, that was mostly true. But not so at a level where men began to believe that they existed outside the usual rules.
"Narita," Barundandi called, "where have you gotten to? That damned woman, she's slipped off to the kitchen again, or she's gone somewhere to sneak a nap."
I heard the Radisha behind us, in the meeting chamber, but could not make out individual words. An angry voice responded. That had to be Soulcatcher. I wanted to be somewhere a little farther away. I started moving. Sawa, of course, did things others did not always understand. Subradiel grabbed hold and started to fuss. Barundandi told her,
"Take this bunch to the kitchen. Get something to eat. If Narita is there, tell her I want her."
The moment he was out of sight, I announced,
"Sawa is going to wander off."
Sawa was not completely happy with the pages Subradiel kept bringing sleepy. Subradiel could not read them, worked in a rush, and seemed incapable of collecting anything interesting. I hoped I remembered the way. Even when you wear the yarn bracelet, the palace is a confusing place, and I had not roamed it since the days when the captain was the liberator and a great hero of the Taglian people. And even then, I had been only an occasional visitor. As soon as I began to feel unsure, I got out a small piece of chalk and began to leave tiny marks in the Sengal alphabet. I had managed to learn a little of that language during our years in the far south, but it had been a struggle. I hoped anyone who discovered the marks would not recognize what they were. I did find the room where the old books were hidden. It was obvious that someone came there often. The dust was disturbed badly, which, in itself, would raise questions if discovered. I tried to